Welcome everyone to the Eye for an Eye channel. I want to share something that was posted over on the website uprisingrevival.com by a subscriber over there by the name of Jesus Saves. And this is what's so great about the website is that a lot of people are sharing things that they're reading and they're saying, now this is a topic that I normally will not cover here on YouTube, but I'm going to read from the article here because this channel is newer and fresher, so there's no eyeballs on it yet. And I want people to have this information. A lot of you already know this information about 5G, about what is going on, about how they're, you know, using bioweapons and things like that against us. It's really a silent war that's occurring. So I want to thank Jesus Saves for posting this over there. And again, if you haven't joined the website, you could share information with me. A lot of the stuff that people cover over there, if I don't see it, I cover it because you guys share it with me. So I don't have, you know, it helps me make more content as well so that I can, you know, when I'm looking up stuff and researching stuff, then I see something, I'm like, oh, I didn't hear about this. And, you know, it's very, very helpful for everybody to be networked and connected over there as opposed to here, because over here it's just getting thrown around like fecal matter. We're getting thrown all over the place, different channels, different names, et cetera. So please consider joining the website if you haven't. And if you haven't joined my backup channel, Uprising Revival, please do so now. I'm posting a lot of the content that you probably haven't seen that was less than a week old, fresh content, as well as new content, as well as live. I'm going to be going live, so over on uprisingrevival.com. So please join now if you haven't yet. Thanks so much for everything that everybody out there is doing to stay connected with the channel. I really do appreciate it. I know it's annoying. Trust me, I'm more annoyed than anyone else. So let me read from this article. I have to blank some of the words out. But 5G, remote kill vector, science paper reveals cell phone signals can activate the release of biological payloads from graphene oxide injected into the body. Now, we all know what they're talking about, okay? But I still want to cover this because I'm sick and tired of not being able to cover these types of topics, and I'm really just feeling frisky right now, so I don't know how long I'll leave this video up, but I think what I'm going to do is take down a lot of videos that are up for longer then 7 days. So every 7 days, I think I'm going to take them down. I'm going to put them up on the website. So try to watch my videos within a week if you can, if you haven't, you know, and again, I'll try to move them between channels, things like that. That way I can keep them on their toes. I think what happened on the other channel is it was just a lot of videos sitting there for over a month. They eventually realized that a lot of the content was truth. So they didn't want that out there, of course. So they had to take it down. But in the beginning, when you talk about video games and things like that, they kind of give you a green check and they go, hey, this person's doing exactly what we want everyone to do. Talk about nonsense, right? But once they realize, oh, wait a minute, this person's talking truth. So they put all their little loopholes in, but we could work around their loopholes. So I'll try to leave stuff up for a week. So let me get into this. If you're not familiar what's going on with those towers around you, what's coming out of those towers, and what's going into people's bodies, you need to be familiar with it. I've talked about it for about 2 years now. We've all talked about graphene oxide. Graphene oxide is represented in pop culture as the black goo, okay? Graphene oxide is all around us. We see it all the time as far as them showing it. We see Lady Gaga bathing in black goo. Haven't you seen some of the clips I've used of black goo? I'll put them back in at the end of this video so you can see the programming that's over and over and over again with black goo. Okay, this ties into what this article is about and what they're doing to people, the transformation, right? Rihanna, all these artists constantly talking about transformations, using black goo, showing you people taking the... I mean, it's incredible. It's right in front of us. So let me read this to you, and then I'll show you a bunch of clips that I put together over the years so you can have an understanding of graphene oxide. So a science paper published in Materials Today Chemistry reveals that cell phone signals can be used to release biological or chemical payloads from graphene oxide that's introduced into the human body. The paper published in September of 2022 is entitled Remotely Controlled Electro-Responsive On-Demand Nanotherapy Based on Amine-Modified Graphene Oxide for Synergistic Dual Drug Delivery. Say that 10 times fast. The study abstract reveals how a cell phone can emit signals to activate a low voltage current that connects with graphene oxide molecules, causing efficient delivery of drug payloads. So let me just recap, because I know people here are like, I have no idea what this guy's saying, right? Just like when you hear a lot of these scientists, these guys talk, you're just like, what's he talking about? All right, let's just break this down. The study is showing us that cell phones can emit signals. These are signals that you can't see with your own eyes, okay? These are signals that are coming out of the phone. How do you think the phone works, right? It's getting signals. You always hear, like, I don't have service. You're getting signals, right? You're not going to see the signals flying out of the phone, but there's signals coming out, right? Okay? So a cell phone can emit signals, and it can activate low-voltage current that interacts with graphene oxide. So this signal can interact, from the phone with graphene oxide, so from the towers with graphene. And what, who, and where is graphene oxide found in people's bodies? Well, people are willingly putting graphene oxide in their bodies, okay? It's all been found. Everybody knows what's in this thing. It's graphene oxide, okay? So the study aims to determine, so you connecting the dots there for those of you who are new to this, okay? There's towers up, and there's something that can connect to those towers that people are putting inside of them that's nano, that's so small that you can't see it with the visibly with the human eye. You can see it under a microscope, which is how many people have figured out what's going on because they've used microscopes and seen these things moving. And anytime you talk about it and show video clips, well, it gets removed. So again, let's continue. The study aims to determine low voltage controlled dual drug, aspirin or doxorubicin, I think that's called, released from GO surface. Here we have demonstrated how to control the drug release rate remotely with a handy mobile phone with zero passive release at idle time. Because of its extremely high surface area and complex structure composition, graphene oxide turns out to be the perfect molecule for delivery of biological or drug payloads inside the body from the study. These advantages make GO, which is graphene oxide, an extremely potential nanocomposite material as a drug carrier in the field of biomedicine and biotechnology while being combined with a polymer or inorganic matrix. So the thing you see on the screen, wireless control, on-demand drug release, okay? So you understand how this is something inside of your body that can be activated. If you're not understanding how they're getting it into people's bodies, I don't know what to tell you at this point. Think about it. Just close your eyes and think, how do they get graphene oxide in people's bodies? Yeah. Willingly, on top of that, willingly. Well, you convince stupid enough, dumb enough people that something's going on, well, they would willingly put poison in. So they're putting stuff inside of them, right? And again, this video's only going to be up a couple days. We all know where this video's going, but I'm rolling the dice here, okay? So people are putting this inside of them, right? This is just basic common sense. Think. They're putting something inside of them that could connect to this type of technology, okay? Now, the problem people have is they're like, that's way too crazy to think that they could put this type of tech inside of my body. Why is it crazy to think? How many videos have I done showing you these people who are putting microchips that you can actually see and hold into their bodies? So you think it's impossible that something could be this small? Have you seen things on nanochips? Have you seen how small things continue to get and chips and phones and all these iPads and iPod minis and all that stuff? Okay, the technology is small enough that you can't see it with the visible eye. So what is the problem then for people to connect the dots? I don't know, because they don't think people are this wicked, I suppose. But do you see how badly these people want to control people? So how are they going to control people? Well, they're going to control people using these types of waves, right? These things you can't see. So you're going to have these towers that are wireless controls, right? Sending signals to people who have this thing released inside their body, right? So let's move on to the 5G cell tower signals creating microcurrents inside the body. And again, importantly, this article says, importantly, the presence of a specific frequency of a low voltage current is all that's necessary to cause graphene oxide to release its payload. So 5G cell tower signals create microcurrents inside the body. We already know that 5G signals can generate electrical currents inside the human body, even from a significant distance. An important article authored by Dr. Joseph Mercola and published in Children's Health Defense reveals that 5G cell signal radiation results in measurable biological and chemical changes inside the human body. And again, this is why I tell people about NAC, okay? If they're not familiar, everyone's just like, what is that? Okay, this is a way you can fight off this type of radiation stuff. If I was, you know, caring about money, I probably would just like sell NAC because I know that they're taking it off shelves and things like that because, not because it's unhealthy for you, because they go, well, there's no benefit of it. Because they don't want people picking up at the store if they hear stuff from me or you or anyone else about the benefits of it. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you what to put in your body. I don't know if you're allergic, whatever. But hey, if you're able to take it and you're able to get it, you might want to try it. So I take it every day, okay? So that's why I can say that. I take it every day. So 5G relies primarily on the bandwidth, and I do other things as well, just for the record, to stay away from the 5G. There's other types of things. There's salt lamps, things like that, that do, they don't fully combat it. But you're getting less of a dose of this stuff. But obviously, when you leave your home and things like that, you're subjected to these things. I mean, we might as well wrap ourselves in tinfoil, really. If we had tinfoil hats, maybe just tinfoil bodysuits. I mean, you know, who cares at this point, right? They already look at us as crazy people, even though we've been 100% accurate on everything going on. So 5G relies primarily on the bandwidth of the millimeter wave, known to cause a painful burning sensation. It's also been linked to eye and heart problems, suppressed immune function, genetic damage, and fertility problems. Okay, hence all the things we see going on right now. The FCC admits on 5G safety studies have been conducted or funded by the agency or telecom industry, and that none are planned. The FCC has been captured by the telecom industry, which in turn has perfected the disinformation strategies employed by the tobacco industry before it. Of course, we see that their disinformation campaigns aren't even what they used to be. I mean, they used to be them putting out opposite information. Now, not only do they put out opposite information, which they use Snoops and all these horrible, you know, debunkers and fact checkers, which all they do is just regurgitate the same thing. They just remove anybody who is giving this information. That's really their strategy now. So it's way above what the tobacco industry did. So persistent exposures to microwave frequencies, like those from cell phones, can cause mitochondrial dysfunction and nuclear DNA damage from free radicals produced from peroxynitrate. Excessive exposures of cell phones and Wi-Fi networks have been linked to chronic diseases such as cardiac arrhythmias, anxiety, depression, autism, Alzheimer's, and infertility. These are all things that we all can connect with people who are poisoning themselves. The Cellular Phone Task Force websites list numerous warnings from governments and agencies around the world who have sounded the alarm on cell phone radiation and its harmful effects on human biology. Meanwhile, while we're all trying to get the word about 5G, they're already ready for 6G, right? I mean, I'm sure you've seen the clip that I've used from the World Economic Forum, meeting the guy at the head of Nokia talking about, well, 6G is going to be inside of you. Exactly. So you see what's happening here? You see what's happening? They're telling you your phone's going to be inside of you, 6G is going to be in your body. Okay, well, you see what's going on? They're getting stuff in your body, getting you hooked up to the internet. This is all conditioning, preparation, desensitizing people, all while doing this stuff at the free will of the people who are willingly doing it. Now, obviously, there are those of us who will not do it. They've taken our jobs away. They've taken our ways of, you know, clearly making income away from disagreeing with what they're trying to do. That's how hell-bent they are. So radio frequency microwave radiation causes voltage changes inside the body's cells, altering calcium channels. Additionally, compelling research led by Martin Fail, PhD, professor of biochemistry and basic medical scientists at Washington State University, reveals that microwave radiation from mobile devices and wireless routers causes voltage changes inside the body's cells, activating what are called voltage-gated calcium channels, which are located in the outer membrane of your cells. It is this membrane that determines what passes into and out of the cell. Okay? Another thing to remember is the thing on October 4th, the test that they're running, where they're sending signals to your cell phone. Okay? They're not just sending you a text. So a lot of people, obviously, if you've been reading stuff about October 4th, I did a video on it. It's gone now. The test run that they're doing on October 4th, the national test run, where they're sending emergency text to everybody's phone. A lot of people who are aware of what's going on are turning off their technology around that day. On that day, it's supposed to be 220 on October 4th. So I would recommend turning devices off because there could be some voltage coming out of that phone, some type of shock coming out of that phone, okay, and affecting people, whether you got the poison or not, because some people have been around people shedding the poison. So everybody needs to be careful. This is all stuff that'll sound crazy to most of these people, but these are the same people where this might sound crazy to them, but they actually think that a man can have a baby. Okay, so let's put that in perspective, right? We're crazy for believing that they can do this with technology. You can watch football on your cell phone on the toilet in your home. So you don't think they have this type of technology? In the 70s, they talked about the FBI and the CIA using, high-frequency guns to shoot radiation and things and kill people. Okay, heart attack machines. We know they have all this stuff. So why wouldn't they have this capability? Because it's too much for people to comprehend, right? So they'll say that this is all crazy conspiracy stuff and that we're all nut jobs, but these people think that men can have babies. So that's how upside down the world is right now. So this article, obviously this video I have to be very careful with, but it talks about exactly what's going on. What we've all been saying, and I want something to be here on YouTube, even if it's temporarily, because I know a lot of new people did find my channel over the last month, which again gives me hope to continue on trying this method that I'm doing here, even though it's frustrating. Graphene oxide, again, we're talking about 5G and graphene oxide. Graphene oxide, something getting inside of people's bodies, and then all of the new mainstream celebrities and musicians have been using black goo in all of their content, even as recently as Doja Cat in the bathtub, which I covered, which will be on Uprising Revival very shortly, so check it out, my other YouTube channel. if you haven't subscribed yet. But here's a compilation of all the black goo nonsense.
Willow here with my best organic pesticide for your fruit.
Bugs be gone.
Hey y'all, Malibu Amy here, and I just got the best ever Of Course Organic Moisturizing Serum Supply Drop. Check this out.
Tell me you're getting somewhere. We've already lost so much of the island to that chrome.
That's not surprising given the sample's behavior. I've never seen such accelerated cytokinesis.
Whoa!
I'm starting to think this may be a problem.
Get out of here! That's an order!
This isn't how it ends. There has to be a way to fix this.
Aligning to reality. 6, 5, 9.
Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation and invite them. Hills burn in California. Quiet and I'm coming home and I'm on my own. Let me let you go.
Some cells inside me will fight and defend their integrity till the very end.
Moving.
hell are you?
I am Venom. You did not find us. We found you. Think of yourself as my wife.
You gonna eat anybody else?
Most likely. Is why we are here. Cooperate and you might just survive.
And don't make me have to give it back to academics. You had it when you thought you had me slipping at the telly. Even when he ain't sitting like this on his lashes. Oh, you better go back and live. Revenge is the best medicine. Increase the dose from least to most and then tell the grand. Why piss and moan, but I'm not gonna fall.
So what you see there is them pretty much spellcasting on the masses with their black ghost, showing you this transformation, this connectivity, Lucy, right? These movies that have constantly shown. And people are just like, oh, interesting. They just decided that black goo's going to drink. Their brains are so much on autopilot that they can't see the repetition or the pattern anymore. And that might be the scariest thing about it, because your brain is supposed to, you know, when you see a pattern of things occurring, as long as you're awake and paying attention, your brain is supposed to obviously pay attention and realize that it's seeing a pattern, right? When you're not seeing patterns and the indoctrination and the mind control is so thick that you see stuff like this black goo over and over again and you're not even asking questions, you're done for. You're done for. I'm trying to pull people out of this so that they can start critically thinking again and stop wasting their energy and time on nonsense. They're having us debate about nonsense nonstop. Talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, you know, should we castrate five-year-olds? Are you kidding me? We're having debates about this. Shouldn't even be a topic. And you should be arrested for even talking about it. Or put in an asylum, at least. So the black goo, the 5G, we see it all. And we're moving towards 6G. We're moving towards connectivity inside the body. I thank everyone for being here. I hope you're all doing well. If you want to learn more about these topics, join the website, uprisingrevival.com. I'm going to put up a lot more older content there as well. I've been talking about, I don't have the hours in the day to keep up with what they're doing to me here, but I am uploading new content there and I am going to go through all my archive videos, especially about this topic now that we have the next rollout here so that people can understand what's going on with connecting people, how people were hooking up to Bluetooth. They were going out to store. They're like, oh, that's all made up. They weren't really hooking up to Bluetooth. They gotcha. No, they were. They were. And they're openly going to just admit to this soon. And people are just going to go, yeah, what's the big deal? Because they're being desensitized here. They're like, oh, what's the big deal? I think it's pretty cool. Now I don't have to have signal here or there. I can get my streams faster. I can download Taylor Swift songs quicker. Great. Hook me up. Take the mark. That's what we're living amongst now. It's absolutely frightening that our fellow man is not waking up to it. And those that are, there's some people who are ignoring it and don't care. That's what's even more frightening. But I care. I know you guys care. So we got to continue getting the message out. I thank everyone for being here. Hope you're doing well. God bless all of you as always and your families.